Let's get to it. It's how we wrap up a Tuesday. Alex leads off.
To DirecTV, I ask.
What are you doing?
So in full disclosure to everyone, I only actually watched two bowl games this year. I wasn't really interested in most of the exhibitions over spending quality time playing video games with my daughter, so sue me. But I did make a point to watch the Rose Bowl last night, and I was rewarded with one of the best bowl games ever. Unfortunately, many DirecTV customers were not as fortunate because their streaming service, which they offer as an alternative to getting a dish installed, you just watch their programming via your internet connection on whichever device you want. That streaming service crapped out for the entire fourth quarter and didn't return until the second overtime. And not coincidentally, that caused ESPN's app to crash because they were then overloaded with DirecTV customers flocking to their streaming service. So imagine watching a really good movie. I don't know, like Sixth Sense or something. A movie with a big finale that no one really sees coming. You're three-fourths of the way through the movie, you finished your popcorn, all ready for what M. Night Shyamalan has in store for you, and then the theater screen catches on fire. Wonder how many people were asking for duct tape so they could reattach the cord they cut when they switched, as we asked.
Oof. What are you doing?
I gotta go Nick Saban, Alabama coach.
What are you doing?
So today, in discussing the fact the national title game's Monday, a week after yesterday, he again played player safety card. The quote, somebody's got to think about the players a little bit when it comes to these games, and not just what's convenient for the media or TV or whatever. What do you mean? A week in between games is now new? They don't play Saturday, then Saturday? Not to mention, Alabama, as the only team in the mix who didn't have to play on championship week, had 6 weeks and 2 days in between the Iron Bowl loss to Auburn and the Clemson game last night. So again, we learn this. Saban cares about Saban. He's a terrific coach, but completely full of crap when he acts like his concerns are anywhere but the mirror, as we ask.
What are you doing?
We complain about short weeks. We complain about extra weeks.
Up-tempo, slow it down.
I don't know.
It's all working against Alabama.
I don't know how to make you happy, Nick. I'm sorry. To Michigan, I ask.
What are you doing?
You had one job, Michigan. Leave it to Harbutt to ruin the Big Ten's perfect bowl season. They had a 16-point lead in the final 18 minutes, decided it would be a good idea to turn the ball over three times and turn the ball over on fourth down in their next four possessions. And to lose the game to South Carolina, the most like nondescript seven-win sark of a program you've ever seen in your life, is just a stain on the Michigan program and anyone who had to watch it this year. For historical perspective, if you didn't know, no conference had ever won more than five bowl games without a defeat in any college football postseason, and the Big Ten was a Michigan win away from going 8-0. That included three wins on New Year's Six games, Ohio State over USC, Penn State over Washington, Wisconsin over Miami. It was going to be the biggest middle finger ever to the playoff selection committee for leaving them out of the discussion entirely. But then Harbutt and Michigan had to open a big can of fail in the Outback Bowl. At least they got some free Bloomin' Onions out of the deal, I guess, as we asked.
What are you doing?
To Mark Davis and the Oakland Raiders, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really?
What's with the hair, bro?
That's just embarrassing.
What are you doing?
$10 million a year and maybe a piece of Al's franchise down the road for John Gruden?
Man.
A guy who last coached in the National Football League on Sunday, December 28th, 2008, when he was a head coach for Tampa Bay. Ironically, a home loss to Oakland. Oh. And sure, as Raiders coach Phase 1 got them to the playoffs for the first time in 7 years back in 2000, got completely screwed in the Tuck game, which was his last as the Raiders coach. But he took over a Buccaneer franchise from Tony Dungy, who had been to the playoffs three straight years, and I'll never take a Super Bowl win for granted, but a decade is a really long time in this league. 5-4 in the postseason, 95-81 overall, worth that kind of commitment. Maybe not as ridiculous as Arizona State hiring Herm Edwards with literally no college experience, but still an odd move, as we ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, I'd like to follow up our NFL discussion with my Denver Broncos fan friend. He just texted me listening to the show, said, getting to the Super Bowl and getting blown out sucks, and you're an ass. Both of those things are true.
Well done.
To the to Oklahoma City power forward Patrick Patterson, I ask,
what are you doing?
If there's something we all know about professional sports leagues, it's that they generally like to protect their officials from any open criticism by players and coaches. Obviously, you can't control what fans and people like us say, but most of them have rules and fine structures in place for when their employees lose their cool, talk smack about bad calls to the media. Most of the time, we all understand. You lose your cool right after a game, you say the refs were trash, it happens, you get fined, we get it. But Patrick Patterson apparently hates money, because the league fined him $10,000 today for a tweet. His tweet said, they have been sugar honey iced tea this year. He didn't actually say sugar honey iced tea. There needs to be some kind of consequence for their downright awfulness rather than pointless apologies from their bosses. Hashtag do better. Yeah, a guy who averages 3 points per game for a team barely above 500 when they have a big three can't really say that anyone is awful. I always say it, if any of these guys just need to get rid of thousands of their dollars, I am always available, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And finally, to Jimmy Haslam in the Browns franchise, I ask,
what are you doing?
I should probably just leave it there.
Period.
But how is Hugh Jackson still your coach? He won a game. One. He's 1-31. He pulled you alongside the 2008 Lions and 1976 Tampa Bay Bucks, the only Ophirs during an NFL season of the modern era. And at least the Bucks were an expansion team before free agency when you got a draft pick and the leftovers from the other teams. I repeat, the win, San Diego near the end of last year in a meaningless game, the only win since 2015. How the hell can you look your fan base in the eye and tell them to get excited for the upcoming season? Because what, they'll kill it in the draft? Yeah, I don't think so, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, a lot of valid questions asked during that segment.